Come on up for children's time. Come on up, Harlan and Martha and Heidi. And Harlan, if you want to bring your friends, your horsey friends, you're welcome to do that. No, not today? Okay. And you want to do that? Good. Come on up. Oh, good. We've got all of our horsies. All right. Hi, kiddo. How are you doing? Hi, Miss Martha. Oh, my goodness. Look at you in your pink. We got ladies in pink and boys in blue. That's kind of traditional, isn't it? Hi. How are you doing? Yeah? Oh, you got jeans. Is that? Oh, tree. Oh, cactus trees. All right. So I saw, Harlan, that you brought in your friends, your horsey friends with you today. And it's nice to have friends come to church with you, isn't it? It's nice because they keep you company, they kind of give you a little comfort, and there's somebody to talk with, there's somebody to keep you warm. And Martha's got her mom to keep her warm right now, but I bet Martha will like having even more cactuses. My goodness, you guys must have been in the Southwest. Yeah. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, I'm not meaning to ignore you. But we've got, it's so nice to have friends. And if we look around the church, look at all these people, because they are our friends too, even though they're big people. But you can have friends who are big or little. You can have friends who are sheep or horses or little boys and girls too. And you know who is our very, very best friend? Jesus is our best friend. And he says that we're his friend, and he wants us to look at him as somebody that we can trust, who is always there with us. So we can be grateful that Jesus is our friend whenever we need him. Let's say a prayer right now and give thanks. Dear God, thank you so much for these beautiful children and for the chance to help them to know who you are. May they know that you are their very dearest friend, and trust in you and learn to love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Here, you want a hand?